How you doing, brother? Welcome. We got a microphone for you if you want to say hello to everybody. That is so sweet to have you come by here. Thanks a lot for taking some time out.
No problem, man.
What's it like, man? You guys, obviously, you're friends with everybody in Black Sabbath now, and obviously Ozzy and stuff, and you got a leather on. And of course, if we're lucky, actually. Oh, spillage. Oh.
Dude, that's a rule right there, spilling beer.
You almost spilled beer.
That's a party foul, Zach.
Now you got to drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Now we're
party
talking.
Foul, that's 10 points.
Foul. Flag on the play.
Don't let that happen.
I'm sorry that happened. Hey, dude, thank you very much for coming out. I want to start off by asking you, because I know it's been a long time since it happened. Did you ever get that Les Paul back?
No, my Les Paul's somewhere in between Houston and Dallas because the jackasses left the back of the truck open, so we never got the guitar back. But if anybody finds it, they'll get $5,000 and a set of the colors and a couple cases of beer.
Sweet, and the beer is always the enticement right there. You got a good hillbilly thing going there now. The beard thing is good. I haven't seen you in a long time.
It isn't a hillbilly thing.
It's just...
I just shaved my wife's bush and just glued it on my face.
Thank you for taking it to that next level.
Hold on. Just being honest, brother. I'm not going to lie.
So do you know, you've heard the rumors, right, about your current temporary bass player, Mike Inez? You've heard this, right?
Yeah, we got Mike Inez playing with us right now. I called SOB had to go home and get some things sorted out, so I called...
Mike,
we were just on the way down here. Yeah. I mean, we had to go to England, and that's when I was just like, man, that's it. I got to call Mike up, and we'll get it on.
Yeah. And has he acclimated to the Black Label Society music quick?
Yeah, we've been drinking since No More Tears, so he's doing okay.
And he's got his stuff down.
Yeah, he's had three liver transplants, but he's doing fine.
Excellent. Can you comment on the rumor?
On the what?
You know, the rumor.
What rumor?
The rumor, the big Mike Inez rumor that's been going around.
Okay, yes, Mike is now challenging Rocco Siffredi.
Okay,
porn. Yeah! There's a 15-inch schlong, and he's taking it to the world.
That was rumor number two. We were talking about the big M rumor.
That Mike's in.
In that band from the Bay Area that needs a bass player right now.
No, the whole thing is, I don't know. Mike's actually, it's like Mike's going, dude, I'm an Alice, I'm in Black Label. I'm in Metallica, I'm in Led Zeppelin.
He's a whore.
Dude, he's in every band.
That's okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's
nothing wrong with it. So,
Mike's actually, we're working for Mike on this tour.
Yeah? Yeah. So it's actually Mike Inez's Black Label Society?
Yeah, exactly. Mike's got more money than all of us, so.
Sweet. So now what's going on with you guys as far as, you've had some problems, I don't want to say problems, but some issues with your record label. Back and forth as far as promoting the records and stuff like that. You got a home video coming out?
There's no problems. I mean, otherwise I'd have a nervous breakdown. That's why I got beer. I just drink my ass off, and just get up there and whoop some ass and go home, and I clean dog crap and, you know, hang out my Rottweiler, man.
Dude, you look like the kind of guy that would own a Rottweiler, too.
Yeah, I do. You got to have a Rottie, dude.
Sweet. You're on the new Ozzy record, right?
Yeah, we're working on a new album right now. So it's, I guess we're about 7-8 songs in or something like that.